Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. A hot cup of coffee tasted really good this morning with a temperature of 47 degrees outside. That first cozy cup is a good thing on a cold morning. So, please sit with me while we visit. Have you ever been in a hurry for something to happen? Well, this morning I realized I have been in much too much a big hurry for spring to get here and stay. I have been waiting for the flowers to grow and bloom and the yard to look pretty. I have visited Pike's and Home Depot, garden centers, and lustfully gazed upon all the colors and types of flowers. I have spent too much time looking out at the shaded area around the maple tree, daydreaming of how I want it to look. That has pushed me to push George to dig up the front yard flower beds and join me at the garden store to pick up what we want to plant. Then we rushed home and George went to work planting, and it looks so pretty. We have some items left over, and in our discussion of where to put them, I did a little research. Note, after the planting, I researched. Did you know, you probably do, vinca is deer resistant, drought resistant, needs full sun, and should not be planted until the evening temperatures are around 60. And yes, we planted vinca in the front bed. Not just one or two, but more like two dozen. The plant genius on the internet says if you plant them too soon in the spring, they will likely be puny. Yes, puny. And the weather for the next week averages a low of 46 and a high of mid-60s. That's what I get for being in a hurry. Puny vinca. Here I am trying to rush nature. That's God's work, not mine. Even though I know better, I want the Lord to hurry up in a lot of things. I've given stuff, both my personal situations and the problems and situations of others, over to Him. But just like wanting spring color in my yard today, not when nature has prepared the plant for its best show, I would rather not wait for the Lord's best timing. I want sick people to go ahead and get well, and the injured to hurry up and heal, and the blue and depressed to see the light in their life, those waiting for a decision to get their decision. And of course, I want a positive ending to every situation. Today's vinca lesson has made me skid to a stop. Don't I know better? Yes. Psalm 37:7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Psalm 27:14. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Psalm 130:5. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in His word I put my hope. And Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. These are just four, a taste of many verses that reference the need to wait on the Lord and the blessing of waiting on God's time with any problem. But probably like you, I have some issues in the lives of others that seem I have been waiting a long, long, long time for resolution without resolution. baby step progress, but no resolution. And I'm tired. Every time I receive an update, there's still no resolution. I am so human, it's pitiful. I am impatient. I want hurt and discouragement, disappointment to end for those I know and love, and to be really honest, for myself too. The real question to be considered is, what do I need to learn about the Lord from the Lord in these situations? What do these folks going through rough times need to learn about their relationship with the Lord? We all know that the Lord's way is the best way, but we can't see His progress along the way. And for me, it is easy to get discouraged and awfulized. And today, I have to take a deep breath, clear my mind of my hurry-up self, to listen to the Lord's reminders. He is at work in all lives. He knows the ins and outs of every situation. He knows how long His children need to find their way to Him. Lord knows sometimes that can take a lifetime. But finding the Lord is the real hope I have for all those that are floundering, who haven't quite come to trust Him with their heart. But that is the desire of my heart. Psalm 37:4. The issues of life belong to us all, and the trials can get long and we can become weary. But like the lesson of the vinca, all the time I wait impatiently, God's good work is going on. Please pray with me. So, Lord, we pray, please forgive us all for our impatience and lack of trust in Your wisdom and compassion for those in need of Your help. We are reminded that while we are busy worrying, You are busy working for the good of every living soul on this planet. In all trials, the acceptance of Your wisdom, love, and compassion gives us the courage and strength we need. The light at the end of the tunnel will come. It will be resolved for our good. In Your precious name, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.